Genesis 1:28b, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, etc. What use there was of beasts of burden, of fishes, and of many other animals in the primitive state of creation and of innocency is impossible for us clearly to determine, sunk as we are in ignorance of God and of his creatures. What we now see is that we feed on various kinds of flesh, on pulse, etc. Unless, therefore, these same things were in the same use then, we know not why they should have been created. But because we neither have nor see any other use for all these creatures now. But Adam seems to have had no use, as we have now, for those creatures, in addition to all that food which he had in abundance from all the trees around him and from their fruits, which were far nobler and richer than any we now possess or know. Nor could he need raiment or money, who had all things under his immediate dominion and power. Nor did he need to regard any avarice or expectancy in his posterity. Adam and Eve, therefore, being thus amply provided with food, needed only to use these creatures to excite their admiration and wonder of God, and to create in them that holiness of pleasure which we never can know in this state of the corruption of our nature. But all things are quite the contrary now, for at the present time all the creatures together scarcely suffice for the nourishment and gratification of man, and the case has been just the same in all ages. Wherefore, what this dominion of Adam over the fish of the sea was, we cannot now conceive by any stretch of our thought.